Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Alfreda Love. And today we have a very special Fit to Win segment, but first I would like to read a scripture and then pray. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 29:11, and it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I have read Jeremiah 29:11. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his word. Before I begin to talk about our special segment of cancer, of food-fighting cancer agents, I would like to pray unto our Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for giving us grace and mercy, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to rise this morning and start us on our way. We thank you for blessing us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways. We ask you and we thank you for each person that we've come into contact with, and we ask that we be models of you so that they know that you live, rule, and reign inside of us. Heavenly Father, I'm asking that you continue to crown my head from the top of my head to the soles of my feet with the word of God. Would you help us to be those individuals that you would have us to be? Lord, we're asking you, would you bless our journey and our roads to be a road that leads unto you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you, would you bless still those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are out on the streets. Would you continue to look down upon those who say, pray for me. Would you bless that mind that is not in you, Heavenly Father? Would you bless those individuals who do not know you for in the pardon of the sins, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, would you bless those who are unfaithful to be more faithful unto you, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, would you continue to entrust your work within us, Heavenly Father, so that we may produce what you would have us to produce to your people. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, as I go unto the throne and I give what you have given me to help the people and myself as well, Lord, I'm asking you, would it be lifted and edified unto you, Heavenly Father, where we can use this information and be productive. In Jesus' name, all of the saints praying, amen. Amen. And today, before I get started, I just want to thank God for who he is. I'm really excited, and I say this every time, and it's not anything scripted. I say this every time that I am always happy to be able to do the work of the Lord. I'm happy to serve the people. I am happy to be among one of the ones chosen in this day and time to give what the Lord has given unto me. But today is a very important subject. Each subject every day is important. However, this one's very important because I have a story behind this subject, and I'm sure that many of you can relate and you know at least one person. Back in 2007, my niece, who was 10 years old at the time, was diagnosed with cancer, and she lived actually a year after she was diagnosed. And so I began to do some work within the medical field as far as, you know, dealing with children who have terminal illnesses and things of that nature. And then I saw how it affects, you know, families. I saw how cancer affects different people all over this land and country. To this day, no one has been able to figure out what can prevent. There's not a shot that's made that can prevent cancer. But we know a God, and we serve a God who can cure all things, and he's a master doctor, and he can cure all things, and I really believe in prayer. But with this segment, I'm going to give you a little information about some things that you can do or we can do in order to ensure that we are on the right path. Now, with this presentation, this does not mean that you will not have these elements. It means that these are the foods that resist some of these chemicals that causes cancer within our bodies. We know the obvious thing is to exercise, but I serve notice to you today that prayer of the righteous availeth much. It does much in that aspect. But for the purposes of presentation and the purposes of knowledge and the purposes of having a healthier body and the purposes of knowing what we need to do for our bodies, which is also the temple of Christ, we must realize those things that help our bodies in fighting cancer. So there is a PowerPoint, and I have actually posted it on my site. You can feel free to go to ALFREDALOVE Facebook. There is a PowerPoint. It is open for the public. Anyone at this time can just click on that website, and we're going to start with cancer-fighting foods, eat healthy to stay well. I got excited there. Eat healthy to stay well. Cancer-fighting foods. We all know that there are many beneficial foods, and we're going to talk about at least 6 or 7 of them because I don't want to overwhelm you because we're going to go on with this. But there are many beneficial foods, but there is not just one food or one food substance that can prevent or cure cancer. We have to be able to aim for 4 to 5 cups of fruit and vegetables every day. And I know that seems like a lot, but you can get a lot of your fruits in the mornings and a lot of your vegetables in at lunch and dinner, and then you can bring in those fruits. You can eat fruits anytime. So let's try to aim. Our goal is for us to eat 4 to 5 cups of fruit every day. All right? Super diet. A cancer-fighting diet, okay, will include many foods that include cancer-protective nutrients like vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and fiber, okay? So in looking at this, and when you're selecting your foods, even when you're going to the store, you need to make sure that your foods have vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and fiber. You need to make sure of that. That's your tomatoes, that's your squash, things of that nature. You need to make sure because this promotes healthy tissue in the body, and it also supports the immune system. And as we know, cancer really breaks down the immune system, so therefore we have to get our vitamins, minerals, fibers, and things of that nature so that we can have a strong and healthy immune system. All right? Let's go on to the next slide. All right. You don't really have to worry about the types of phytochemicals because that's not the point. You don't have to know the elaborate names, but I want you to recognize the different groups. You have the beans. The beans give you your phytochemicals, the beans, the black beans, the kidney beans, the black-eyed peas. Now, we eat a lot of black-eyed peas. I know my family does. We eat a lot of black-eyed peas during New Year's Eve, you know, but they say get a spoon of black-eyed peas for good luck, amen? But I eat black-eyed peas. I love black-eyed peas. I mean, I could eat them by themselves, but beans are really good for you. Berries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, those are very good for you, and they give you those chemicals. Veggies, you have your broccoli, your cabbage, you have your collards, your Brussels sprouts. All of those green veggies are very, very significant in giving you what you need. You know, one thing I do want to recommend to you that's not on the list is I want to recommend pickled okra. Pickled okra is excellent for you. I want to recommend that. Dark green leafy vegetables, it's good for you. Tomatoes, whole grains, green tea, and soy. These are all good for you, and we're going to elaborate on these. I'm just giving you the basics, but we're going to elaborate on these different categories. But I want to give you an idea because I know that many of you will go shopping for your Thanksgiving dinner. I know that many of you will go shopping for just for your regular dinner. And so we need to make sure that we're adding these things to our list. It doesn't hurt to look at the different ingredients that your foods are made of. You know, every time I pick up amen, some pineapples, I always look at the expiration date, you know. So when you pick up food, look at the calories. Look at what it is giving you, the phytochemicals, the fiber, the minerals. Look at all of that, you know. I know that cookies look good. I know that, you know, some cereals look good. But you have to look at what it contains and how it is affecting your body or our bodies. Okay, the plate method. Okay, so when you eat, you always want to make sure you have protein, all right? And I actually have a PowerPoint for protein as well, but just for purposes of the presentation, make sure that you have protein, okay? That could be a meat. You want to really stick with the chicken, the fish. You want to stay away from a lot of fried foods. Fried foods does something to your heart. You want to make sure you have your fruits and vegetables. This is a real good time to get in your fruits and vegetables. Matter of fact, probably every time you eat, you need some type of fruit or vegetable to go behind that. Whole grain. Whole grain is always recommended when you're eating. Whole grain is good for you. That's what you need. You need whole grain, different food products, okay? Just lost my PowerPoint, amen? It just went off, but that's okay. And also you want to make sure that when you're eating these foods, okay, you want to make sure that you are not, in other words, neglecting a fruit or vegetable or a fiber. You want to make sure that you're not neglecting that. You want to make sure that you have a well-rounded plate. You want to make sure of that. So therefore, as I said, and my PowerPoint just went off, that's okay. As I said, you want to make sure that you have what you need. And what you need means that you have everything as far as your minerals, fibers, phytochemicals, and things of that nature. Okay? Now, I did make a list, and I made a list for you. And my list here deals with different vegetables and things like that and fruits that will help you or help us with different types or to prevent different types of cancers. I want you to make a chart real quick. I'm going to give you about a minute. Make a chart real quick about putting their breast cancer. I talked about skin cancer, stomach cancer, bladder. What else? Prostate cancer. I talked about some different foods that really helps with these things. Then after I talk about that, I'm going to give you some tips to reduce some things that we can control to reduce cancer. When I just said that, something came to mind. A lot of people say, well, this is in my genes. There are, and that is true, but there are things that we can do in order to help prevent some of these deficiencies within our bodies. So when I was performing my research and talking to a few doctors, as far as we were talking on the phone and we were texting and we were blogging and chatting on some of the chat lines, there were four different, you could call it fruits and vegetables, that I would like to bring to your attention, ladies and gentlemen. To help with breast cancer, liver, lung, prostate, skin, stomach, and bladder, broccoli is good. The key to this is you want to make sure you eat broccoli at least once or twice a week. Broccoli is really good for these type of cancers. Once again, breast, liver, lung, prostate, skin, stomach, and bladder cancer. You want to make sure that you get your broccoli in. And you should get your broccoli in every day just because it's healthy. We talk about berries. If you remember a while ago, we spoke about berries, the blackberries, the strawberries. This helps with colon, oral, and skin cancer. Berries are very good for those type of cancers, colon, oral, and skin cancer. Those berries really help. When we talk about tomatoes, that helps with lung, prostate, and stomach cancer. Endometrial cancer. These are different cancers. Some of them are inside. When we look at lung cancer, so tomatoes are good for that. When we talk about walnuts, we're still talking about the breast and prostate cancers. Those are really good. That's a good source for breast and prostate cancer. So once again, we have broccoli for the breast, liver, lung, prostate, skin, stomach, and bladder. You want to make sure you get that in once a week, ladies and gentlemen. Berries, the colon, the oral and skin cancer. Tomatoes, endometrial, lung, prostate, and stomach cancer. Walnuts, you have the breast and prostate cancers. Now, these foods were cited as being very instrumental within these respective cancer categories. However, we are supposed to be eating these anyway, not each day, but at least once. As I said a while ago, we want to make sure that we get our vegetables and fruits four to five times a day. And that's not a lot of times, but we want to make sure we get that in there. We want to make sure we get our protein in the whole grains. It's okay to have your 15% of fat, ladies and gentlemen, but don't overdo it. So that's that for that. That's all I'm going to give you for that. I just want you to try to do that, try to implement that. Now, someone asked me on the chat, does tomatoes on hamburgers count? And I said, well, let's look at it like this. The meat is your protein, the tomatoes, okay, is your vegetables, all right? Then you, of course, you have your breads, okay? But, yes, that counts. So, therefore, we're going to try to get our tomatoes in as well. Seven tips. Let's move on. We have 13 minutes. Seven tips to reduce cancer. First of all, I said that very clearly, do not use tobacco. As I was in my research and in my meditation and study for this broadcast, the Lord revealed this to me, and I'm going to share it with you. When I said don't use tobacco, I just came out and said it, right? And the Lord showed me a fire. And he said the vision was, if someone was in a fire, would they remain there or try to get out? Well, the common sense answer is they would try to get out. Your lungs and your body are you. When smoke is put into your lungs, it suffocates. We're going to say it suffocates your breathing, and I'm sure many of you say, duh, you know. But that's what happens. It's like your lungs is in a fire and can't get out. And a lot of people, some people get lung cancer because, and they have trouble breathing and they have to be put on oxygen. So my question today is, if you would not remain in a burning building, why would you do that to your lungs? Now, your lungs are organs, amen? And your lungs can't do what you do. We can't take our lungs, amen, out of our bodies. We have to keep them in there, so they're subjected. They have no choice. They have no choice. So therefore, your lungs are in your body, and when we smoke cigarettes or whatever, what happens is your lungs become filled with this smoke, and you start having difficulties breathing, amen. Emphysema, and sometimes you can get lung cancer as well. So let's try to stay away from tobacco products. Once again, I'm reiterating, and you already know this is not the first rodeo, a healthy diet. You need your fruits, vegetables, and we need to limit the fat. Now, there is a prescriptive method that we should get 15% of fat, which we really should, and I get my 15 every day, amen, with the Reese's peanut butter cup. I get my 15% of fat, but there's always, each day we can get a 15% of fat. Drink in moderation or don't drink at all. Once again, certain types of drinks cause liver and kidney problems, amen? Drink in moderation. There was a study, and I'm not promoting anything, but there was a study that one glass of wine also helps reduce cancer elements as well. Don't get carried away. Maintain a healthy weight and be physically active. This goes right back to exercise, which the Fit to Win, the Ministry of Love Lift Jesus Up Show, our ministry caters to being healthy and being physically active. Being physically active could be walking your dog. It could be doing work outside. As long as you are physically active at least 3 to 5 times a day, excuse me, a week, not a day. protect yourself from the sun. This is how skin cancer forms. We need to make sure that we're putting things on our head. I know that the weather has changed, but I'm talking about in the summer. Make sure that we're wearing sunscreen. Make sure that we are keeping or protecting our skin. If we go out and run, make sure you wear long sleeves. Long sleeves protects your skin. In addition to that, with protecting your skin, make sure that if you go and, you know, get suntans and all that type of stuff, make sure that you're not doing it consistently, because you can also contract skin cancer from that. You want to make sure you get your immunizations. Many people think immunizations are just the flu shots and things of that nature, but you need to get your hepatitis B shots, your HPV shots. Many times, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, STDs causes cervical cancer. So we need to make sure that we're doing things that are healthy for our body. Avoid risky behaviors. That means doing anything and, you know, you hope for the best. Take care of your temple. Your temple is your body. Take care of your body. Be aware of how you use your body. Get regular medical care. Be sure that we get regular medical care. If there's something that's hurting you, you need to go to the doctor. It doesn't mean that if you hurt your thumb, you know, you go to the doctor every time. But if you're not feeling well, then you go to the doctor to see what is going on. I did also cite sweet potatoes as being an anti-cancer food. Sweet potatoes is very good for you, for us, excuse me. And it's very good, and it helps with this as well. I hope that I have said or done something that has given you a new light of knowledge. This concludes our Fit to Win for the cancer-fighting foods. I did not want to overwhelm you, so therefore I selected those things that we could incorporate effective today. You know, getting our broccoli, carrots, walnuts, and tomatoes. There is, before I go with the announcements, and I have 8 minutes, I was getting ready to make the announcements, and the Lord gave me a scripture. And the scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 13:13. And I know it's getting close to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I want to read this to you. There's several different versions, but I want to read two versions to you. First of all, the New International Version, which 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13, King James Bible, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. I said all this to say this, that charity and love is the same thing. Giving and helping one another is what God expects us to do. No matter how little or how big we want to help someone, let us do that, and let us do that with the love of God, because charity always starts at home and then it spreads. So therefore, let us start at our own house, and then we can spread the love abroad. Okay? Wanted to share that with you. I have a couple of announcements. Be sure, and you already know what I'm going to say, be sure to continue to uplift, amen, your family and friends by telling them about the Love Lift Jesus Up show. That is blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, FREDALOVE. That's FREDALOVE. The fashion line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to let somebody know about that website. Gospel artists, poets, authors, public, CEO, managers, ministers, game changers. I need you on my show, on my ministry. Please Facebook @FredaLove. That's ALFREDALOVE, or inbox ALFREDALOVE. Email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I want to say that voting is still up for the Stellars and the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. Be sure to vote for your favorite artist or artists. If you have, or if you are a manager for a gospel artist, I need to hear from you, especially if you are attending the Stellar Awards. I have been speaking to several managers because I would like to interview some of these gospel artists, and you might wonder, well, what do you do with these? Well, many times God blesses me to have events in different areas. I have events, gospel events, comedy events. I'm starting that. And I like to go and I like to basically speak to individuals who I'm going to maybe get to come on to come to an event. So we speak to those different individuals, and that's how some of them are selected to come and share their ministry on different programs. So if you are a manager, please, 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 or if you're a gospel artist, I have a lot of gospel artists also texting me and inboxing me, and I like that because I would love to see you at the Stellars. So therefore, you can email me again, emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can Facebook me. A lot of people Facebook me or inbox me at alfredalove or fredalove. And so basically, like I said, what I do with this is I come back and I tell individuals about it. And actually, we're the consumers who purchase your CDs and come to your shows and concerts and your ministry. And so we would like to know, you know, what's going on before you get here, and we would kind of like to meet you and things like that. So therefore, that is what I have going on right now. I want to thank the managers and the gospel artists who have contacted me or I've contacted you, and I look forward to connecting with you. Once again, to those who are on the show and listening to the show, I thank you so much for your support as far as listening. Thank God for even providing the platform. I thank God for the wisdom. I thank God for the knowledge. Thank God for the guests. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my friends. I just thank God for to once again share, just to even share the word of God. And I am looking for game changers. I'm looking for people who are ready to go out and put on some events that will edify and magnify, man, the Lord. I am looking to put on an event in the spring. Don't know what it's going to be yet, but I am looking to do that. So once again, if you will, please continue to pray for yourselves and each other. Please continue to pray for those 10 individuals on your list. If someone asks you what that smile is all about, be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. There are a lot of events going on this week. I know we have Star Night tomorrow, and so if you can, come on out to that. But once again, you can Facebook Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Once again, I appreciate you guys, and just, you know, kind of check out my page. I'll have a lot of events that I'll be posting. All right? Thank you so much, and take care. Goodbye, everybody. Oh, and on tomorrow, be sure to check out some previous shows because we're not going to have a show on tomorrow, but we will have Praying with Love on Wednesday. So just continue to check out my Facebook page, please. And that's about it. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.